Thank you, Ham. That's much better. That also might have just been a drop. Hello. Welcome to Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket, Corona coverage. Joining us later, New York Governor Anthony Cuomo. But for now, it is the host of the Normandy Invasion, the D, Donovan, and his producer, host of Sea Cow Center, twitch.tv/Saroy, Mike
Thank
Saroy.
Thank you. Beat me to it. Hey, yeah, bros.
Well, there's only one reason I beat you to it, and it's because I'm tired of hearing you say it.
Well, thank you, Jake, and I would like to let everyone who's listening know that right when this thing wraps up this evening, you can join me at twitch.tv/Saroy.
God.
We're going to race some marbles, have some cocktails, and have a pleasant evening. Please do that. Twitch.tv/Saroy.
What type of marbles are you racing? Is this...
Dude, it's some game that we stumbled across, and it's kind of hard to describe because I assumed it would be like Marble Madness. You guys remember that game back in the day?
No.
No, I don't.
Seriously, you might need to do a rank. You did white sitcoms today, Donnie. You may need to do old school video games.
Oh, I would
I'm looking
love
at
that.
It right now, though, and it looks like it has a similar interface to like Sim City, which
Marble
I was
Madness,
which I was really, really into.
Well, I think it came out long. It was then 1984 when Marble Madness came out. Essentially, you're just a marble, and I think it had the ball, you know, the controller with the ball that you spun around, like a,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like the golf. Whatever that golf game is.
Golden Tee.
Which
other, yeah, exactly. Golden
yeah,
Tee.
Which other big one? Didn't Centipede have a ball or something
okay.
like that?
Okay. Absolutely. I think Centipede
okay.
did.
Yeah.
Boy, Centipede would frustrate the hell out of me. And as much as I love...
Especially because you're stitched to the person in front of you, and then when they eat...
Okay.
Like, whatever
809. Have you guys seen all those movies?
No.
Not a one, and I.
Let's do. We've been doing a lot of movie reviews. Maybe me, Donovan, and Norm should review Human Centipede.
I don't even remember that
first sequence.
I'm still stuck Dude. With Jim Cotta.
Okay, hold on. Pause that because we'll talk Jim Cotta for sure. But what if we said we wanted to review Human Centipede and didn't say anything else for the hitman.
I don't even know what it is, so I would just say okay.
What would you guess if I just told you the movie was called Human Centipede? Talk it out.
It's probably some dude who has something terrible happen to him to where he turned into some kind of dumb killing centipede machine.
No, this is not like a Kafka
Nailed it.
Thing. Imagine more like if the second word were made out of the first word.
Okay.
Like if three humans what? Had to somehow become a centipede, describe how that would happen.
I don't know. Like, is it like doing the worm on the ground when you're breakdancing or something? Hell, I have no
like
idea.
It sounds like it's ripe for a review to me.
Well, is it a horror movie? Is it a sci-fi movie?
Both, yeah.
Oh, I'm out.
Both.
I don't do horror movies well.
I don't either.
Well, you would do better than Norm would, I promise you. God,
you
how,
think
far
how long would Norm last?
Once it clicks in your head what we're talking about exactly with a human centipede, which I don't think either of us can describe much further, you would think it's really funny that Norm would be sitting down with Mary and Nortosh to watch to watch Human Centipede.
Okay, so back to marbles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so Marble Madness, the old school game where you just have the track ball and you're kind of working a single marble down the a difficult track. That's what I assumed it was. But on Twitch, up to 500 people can play it, and anyone who's on the Twitch thing can just jump in. They just have to type play, basically, and it's synced together. So everyone that gets in, we've had up to like 200 people, they're all represented by a marble, and it's just like a real-time marble race, just like that stupid video we saw a month ago with the marbles racing down the beach thing. They all just race.
I just read the...
I was waiting for that one. I was back to marbles until Donovan finds this was in parentheses.
He didn't last 45 seconds into this thing, I don't think. Okay, so I Googled
it. Just read it.
The first thing I saw was the budget. So the budget for this was 1.5 million euro, and the box office, it made... $252,000.
Yeah, legit.
All right, so two pretty but ditzy American girls are on a road trip through Europe. In Germany, they end up alone at night, and when their car breaks down, they take shelter in an isolated villa. Okay. They wake up in the morning to find themselves in a makeshift hospital along with the Japanese man. Here they meet a psychotic German surgeon whose lifelong fantasy is to connect humans together via their gastric systems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human centipede.
Good gosh, man. That sounds like the dumbest premise of a movie. And then they made three. They made two more.
I've seen all three.
At least two more. Okay, yeah. Because I've heard there was going to be a fourth one. But you've seen all three, huh?
I've seen all three. I'll tell you why. Because which weekend ticket host do you think is super into the Human Centipede trio?
Current.
Peter Welpton.
You're damn right. Peter Welpton
was
just singing the praises about how it's genius. So I did watch the first one. Look, it's terrible, but it's oddly fascinating, and I ended up watching all three.
Are you familiar with the South Park episode?
No, I've not watched an episode of South Park in 10 years, Jake.
Well, that bums me out, but it's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's cool. He's got marbles to race.
Shots fired.
Twitch.tv/Soroy, yes.
I believe the premise is that when you just smash through iTunes back in user agreement, agreeing to be a part of the PEED is hidden in the text.
Okay.
And everyone just wants to update, so it'll stop asking you to update, and then you've actually legally agreed to the binding...
to be in the
peed. to the binding peed.
Now, you know, if you're considering all things, if you're the...
Don't.
Let's say number one. If you're the number one, you know, the lead dog, the view never changes, as they say. Some might even consider that a good spot.
Friday.
The middle, number two man is not in a good way.
So the upshot is, well, as it were, you're racing marbles later.
Yeah, anyway, whatever. I'm racing marbles later. It's a fun game that everybody plays, and it's just a random-ass race, and every marble is assigned to a person. And, yeah, if you win, it's oddly exciting when you pull that off.
How are you sleeping? This is a common question I have for everyone right now.
I sleep great.
So, you like, I mean, you stay up a little later because you're doing the Twitch, but then you don't...
Honestly, it's my... I'm drinking more...
Yeah,
because I think just across the board because of what the hell's going on and all this, but for some reason, my last 10 years at the ticket have led to these expectations of partying and all this madness, so sometimes on Twitch, I feel like I have to let it rip even harder than I would normally. It's not like just a couple of cocktails, like I kind of got to go all the way to the sundress.
The man in the arena.
So I've had more times in the last 2 or 3 weeks going to bed with like holding off the spins and... just trying to take deep breaths and like tell myself to go to sleep, you know, that move.
God, like, that's the worst. Holding off the spins and the deep breaths are
on a Tuesday
because it's right there. You feel like everything is going to come back up so violently, but you just take a couple of deep breaths and sleep, I think, will cure anything.
Yeah, and it's
so
a race.
You're forcing yourself. Yes.
A race.
Sleep before vomit. Sleep before vomit. Yes.
And if you can pass out, you're good. You'll make it, you'll survive.
My spin zone on that would be then when you wake up, you're like, man, I think I might have it. And you're like, oh, no. I just drank a fifth of booze last night. So you're like, you're always kind of like, you know, I probably don't have it because this is just how I feel every Sunday. So, you know, what's the big deal?
Right.
I've heard from a number of people, not to go full Julie or I suppose Soroy a couple weeks ago on you. And I have not experienced this, but I've heard from a number of people. Who've told me that their dreams have been way more intense. Like that they're having pandemic-related dreams and that they remember them more. Like that their sleep is not quite as good, but when they do sleep, they're having just weirder, I don't know, weirder thoughts in general.
I think the dreams being a little more realistic, that's been happening to me. Because I woke up a couple of weeks ago, it's funny because the guy that's been on Instagram DJing to like 100,000 people, it's D-Nice, DJ D-Nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard that story or not, but he's had over 150,000, 160,000 people at his club quarantine. Well, for some reason, one night when I went to bed, I had a dream that he was Twiggy's ex. Mm-hmm. And that he was still coming around and they were friendly, but he was being way too like flirty and touchy. And that she wasn't doing anything about it. And everyone was upset at me because I had an issue with it. And I woke up 100% mad at Twiggy as she's laying next to me asleep.
Nice.
I was pissed because it was way too damn real. Right, right.
It might be real. It may be. Are you sure it's not?
It may be. I don't know.
Man.
He kind of looks like her type.
I know, like what? Like Steve Francis?
Nelson Cruz.
Yeah.
I was gonna go until 9 with you guys, but speaking of like the DJ D Nice thing, the rapper Tory Lanez has an IG live going right now, and Alexis Texas has been twerking for 15 minutes
on Instagram.
On Tory Lanez's Instagram live, yeah. So I'm gonna have to dip, but it was nice. I made it to 10 minutes.
Lanes.
We're both doing the same thing. Yeah, yeah, Jake, yeah. Speak for a second so I can look this up.
Tory Lanez with a Z, as you might expect.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Are they in the same room?
No. Come on, man. Responsibility here. I don't know if you want to play that audio or not.
Oh, no. Could you hear that? Turn that audio down, yes.
Could you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I've seen enough Boozy's videos daughter of Bob. Yeah.
I thought you said she was twerking. Of
Alexis, Texas.
What, are you not seeing it? I just saw it. It damn near broke my monitor.
No. Okay. It's just him like rolling up something.
Is that all your right, number one all time, Jake?
You know what? Probably because, as we've joked about before, we went to the same college at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually once upon a time found a video where she was, it was filmed in the apartment complex across the street from the house I lived in. Like, it was a dorm room. There was not really a dorm room, you know, it was like one of those when you're a sophomore and you, if you can pay for it type things. Mm-hmm. And it was, I'm like, man, I've been in there. So yeah.
Hey, he's not naked, is he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
She's basically my equivalent of Randall Cunningham to Donovan. And like, it was your mom, right? Like that your mom rooted for the black quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, coaches.
Yeah. So the white adult film star, healthy, down backside way from San Marcos, that's my black quarterback.
Is there more than one? Or is it just, is she the only...
If you added the San Marcos thing, yeah. All right, I'm gonna. I think I can just DM this to you guys.
Please do.
Wasn't didn't Megan Thee Stallion go down to? Was she in school in San Marcos?
Oh, if so, I am woefully unaware of that.
Who's that?
I go for all my Megan Thee Stallion news. I go to Twig, so I don't know. Jalen Ramsey is in this. There are 197,000 people watching him right now on Instagram.
197,001. all right, the link is sent. Do you guys want a free of charge Kim spin?
Oh, please.
Sure. Well,
only if there's the audio accompaniment.
And we Kim do have... spin.
Oh, how about that?
Okay.
So, well, do you guys remember? Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I just thought my volume was playing. I gotta. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at him dancing at the top. So they're on split screen. Yeah. The bottom half is just the bottom half, as we say. And he's on top just smiling and dancing.
Yep. Man, I'm going to say that's not twerking. And that's just more. Okay, well, she's twerking now. Okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. We're going to have to get official.
Oh, this is your he's not a pocket passer.
But it's still effective, though.
More of a runner.
That's right.
Donnie, are you a supporter of Alexis Texas?
I know of her. I have not seen any of her work. So if
until
I'm
right
a supporter,
now.
Yes, this is the first time I'm seeing what she's throwing down. And I appreciate it.
This is, man, the first time in your life you've ever seen Alexis Texas.
Yes. I would not have been able to pick her out of a lineup.
Jake, is this okay?
What do you mean?
And it leads to a larger question that we're probably not
going
to
tweet it out.
No, I'm saying, is it okay that this guy's never even... laid eyes on Alexis. Like, how?
Yeah.
How do you do that unless you're not swimming out there in the deep water?
I'm disappointed that he's not heard of Alexis Texas, but I'm happy that he had never heard of Human Centipede. So we're back to zero.
They're both sort of related, anyway, aren't they?
Oh, jeez, yikes! Regarding, oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, Ham, in the event that someone else wants to join us, which probably won't happen, you know, you can just patch him on in.
Yeah, that's everyone's on the text message. Everyone's on the text message you sent, but it's just us here, huh?
I kind of figured that might be the case, and that's okay.
As someone down in Tier 3, I have an observation.
Uh-huh.
I think Donovan is in Tier 1, 2, and Jake is in 1 Tier 3/4.
What does that mean?
I think there are tiers within Tier 1.
Okay, but it's still Tier 1.
Oh, I'm watching from a distance, so don't think that I'm critiquing too hard. It is definitely Tier 1, but considering they can't jump on a late-night party, I don't know.
Donovan, you can handle this.
He
sounds mad to me.
Yeah, he sounds like he's almost kind of digging at us a little bit, and I'm not quite sure how to
take. I'm not digging right you now. Two. I'm more digging the other guys big-timing.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, I'll take that then. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah, big timers.
Yeah, I'm going to do none of that. I'm mostly just going to focus my anger back on people who have to sleep outside. Yeah, is the... No, you're not coming for us. Twitch.tv/Saroy. All right, okay. So you guys remember Todd Haley, right?
Yeah.
The former
dude
coach
yes.
of the Cowboys.
He was a passing game coordinator. With the Cowboys, he went on to do, he was with the Chiefs for a few years. He was the head coach of the Chiefs for a few years. He was Big Ben's OC for 5 or 6 seasons. He was featured on Hard Knocks as the offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns the year that we were all really into it because it was Baker's first year. And he's tweeting now. Like, he got a Twitter account.
Okay.
And I don't think very long ago. And somehow a tweet that he had couple hours ago that just says, can I just get verified? He only has like 2,000 followers. He's relatively new. I think he's doing some work for SiriusXM. Do you guys remember the Kemp Spin file on Todd Haley when he was in Dallas? See, Donovan, I thought you might.
The only thing I remember is the fast food restaurant.
There you go.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah, see, I feel like a lot of people don't, like when we were talking Todd Haley during Hard Knocks, I don't think it ever got mentioned. But I don't know if it was like Southlake or Grapevine or maybe even Highland Park. But do you remember the story, Saroy?
I don't at all.
Todd Haley and his family, whenever he was the passing game coordinator in 06 for the Cowboys, sued a suburban fill-in-the-blank fast food chain that I think Donovan already outed.
I just said fast food restaurant.
Okay. After claiming that their family's au pair discovered a dead rat in their salad. The dead rodent, believed to be a juvenile roof rat, was about 6 inches long and was found on its back with its mouth opened.
You still don't remember that, Saroy?
No, I was distracted after I heard au pair because that brings back some interesting memories, but I don't remember that really, no.
I don't know that I would sue. Was my first thought when I like that seems like a very someone who has an au pair type move.
Yeah.
Somebody just made a mistake. But now I'm more interested in pivoting towards your how does au pair bring back memories.
I will first start by saying I've never had an au pair and I don't, I never even came close. So an au pair is what? A Swedish nanny essentially, right? I hear some keyboards working.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea.
I just thought it was a nanny. Yeah, I don't know. But I guess it is kind of, it says here.
Nordic?
From a foreign country, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
So any foreign country is an au pair. But if she's American, it's just a nanny.
Yeah, I guess I always thought they were Nordic. I don't even know why. Perhaps because I believe Ellen Nordbergen, Tiger's wife, was the au pair to Jesper Parnevik's kids, and he's Swedish.
That's right. That's right.
And I may have had broken through an important barrier in my life with a friend's au pair.
Oh, whoa. Dear. Really? Wow. That is special. You know what? You may need to get on an elevator and come up a tier. If you're gonna
I'll go
like
down.
I will. I'll
yeah, mean, yeah. Come on down. That the rest is... of this story available at Twitch. No, I'm just kidding.
So friend meaning like he had kids. No, there's no way he had kids and had a nanny.
Like no, was hit. The au pair was hit. It was his. Well, it was an au pair for him and his little brother, and it was mostly for the little brother.
I was going to say, like, I mean, his little brother must have been pretty young, right?
Yeah, well, maybe 6, 7
Or were you 9?
No. I wasn't, like, crazy young.
Soros in the fourth grade just handing over his lunch money for a little, hey, wookoo wookoo.
I was early teens or mid-teens.
Yeah. Early teens?
I'm with you there. It's all good.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that they carried the au pair into, you know.
Well, the mystery of the au pair, especially ones from Sweden, are that they come all the way over here and they don't really know anybody. All they know is the families that they start with, you know, and their job is to take care of the kids. But then, you know, how do you really have a social life or make friends? You're living at this house. It's just sort of a tough situation. So, and I think she was 18, you know, something like that.
And you were like, I'm Don Johnson.
Exactly. Okay. The picture of my dad and Don Johnson just falls out of my Mazda Miata.
But you cut out a picture of you and pasted it over your dad. Right, but it's really bad. It's bad work. It's not even a good Photoshop.
Yeah, pre-Photoshop. Yeah, right. Scissors and scotch tape.
That's so good.
It was the perfect storm, I'll say.
So what do you think the percentage is of fellas of age au pairs and nannies that are getting the extracurricular in? Let's just say that all these rich cats have live-in nannies or au pairs. Give me a percentage or a ballpark of doing
you're
what
saying
Norm just did
with the man of the house.
Yes.
Oh, like the guy on Tiger King who demanded the nanny be hot, that kind of thing?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because I contend that George Jefferson would have tried to make some type of run at Florence at some point in the Jeffersons.
I think
she's living there.
I think there's an economic cutoff. Like, I think if you're in a certain strata, then it's a lot higher. But I think if you just, you know, or I don't know, you make half a mil or something like that. I don't know. I think if you make several million dollars a year, and you neither you nor your wife have anything to do with the kids, I think that the number of those people, because like that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger's son's mother is, right? Like, I'm pretty sure Arnold Schwarzenegger definitely bedded his live-in nanny.
Right, he did. Yeah, and he got busted.
So I think it's a lot more common if you're like mega, mega rich as opposed to just like, oh, we had a lady who lived with us for a couple years while my kid was young.
But only the mega rich will have someone as a live-in. Even if you make a half a meal, I don't think there's going to be a live-in there.
Selection bias. All right, more on how Saroy lost his virginity next when we continue on the ticket.
Your ears don't deceive you. This is...
All right, you guys are on air.
Thursday Night F Around with Mike Saroy and Justin Montemayor on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Is Monty here?
Do you have a 40-liner? Geddy Lee?
Uh-oh.
Go to theticket.com.
Yeah, do that.
That's pretty much what they all are now.
Sheesh. All right, it's 833 here on The Ticket. Sports Radio 96.7, 1310. We are... self-quarantined? Is it even self anymore since we're kind of essential? It is self, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Kemp, Donovan Lewis, Mike Saroy, and whoever the heck would like to join. Killing time on a Thursday night. This is our sampler platter. And first up on tonight's sampler platter, how Mike Saroy became a man.
No, we're not even going to tell the whole tale. But I want to tie it all together because this whole thing circled from a story about Todd Haley. So, the house where the magic happened with the au pair is not 2 miles away from a place called the Out of Door Academy. That's where I went to 7th and 8th grade. And a current student at the Out-of-Door Academy is the daughter of Todd Haley.
Wow.
And while Todd Haley lives in Sarasota, Florida, he is currently, at least as of February of this year, 2020, an offensive coordinator for Riverview High School football in Sarasota, Florida.
Amazing.
Which is exactly where I caught about four passes in our run-based offense in my entire career.
Wow.
See, isn't that crazy?
We didn't even plan that.
Todd Haley's... Yeah, no, not at all. And when you brought it up, I thought that's what you were going to tell me, actually. But yeah, he's the damn OC at my high school in Sarasota.
How about that? Is he a Florida guy?
I don't think so.
Went to college at North Florida.
Oh.
So at least he went to... Yeah, from PA, but went to college at North Florida. So did your friend find out that you... got to know his au pair?
Yeah. Oh, I was bragging about it like within the hour. Are you kidding?
Did it result
in down the stairs with the number one up in the air and a bath towel around my waist?
Did she? Jeez. Did she get fired? And then you guys have a tearful goodbye where you told her that you'll go with her, and then you never showed up, type thing.
Then she was flying off to Sweden, and I was running down the.
Right.
Runway.
You told her that you marry her so she can stay in the country.
Exactly. There's one more thing. I've given you something. You need to give me one thing.
There's nothing I want
sign
more
here and here
than a portion of Saroy's life where a woman wants him to be her key to stay in the country.
I will tell you, anytime I think of that house, obviously that is memory number one. But memory number two... is I told Donovan this not too long ago. In that house, my friend's house, my mom was there, and we were super into Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style. It had just come out not too long before. And so what was it, 94, maybe 93? And I tested out the following on my mom, and it didn't go well. I basically looked at her, but I don't even know what we're talking about. I'm like, what are you talking about, biatch? And she had not listened to the latest Snoop Dogg album and did not appreciate the attempt at me using cool new lingo that I'd discovered.
Man, I think my mom would have ended me right then and there. Guys.
I would never call her that word for real.
Ended me right now. She would end me right now if I said that. I do not curse around my parents.
See, I wouldn't really call her anything like that, but like... I don't know. I felt like biatch is almost like a cartoon version of the word. It's like way
it's
worse to say the actual word.
But you want to put the A at the end of it and think it's okay?
It has a hard A in the middle, so it's okay.
No. Oh, you are ridiculous.
That is the Sea Cow Center.
It does kind of shock me, though, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not trying to say anything bad about you, Saroy. I'm really not. But when you're around your mom and I'm around, and just when you just speak your regular language and that involves some curse words, it still shakes me to this day. And just some people have those different relationships with their parents. I just don't. I couldn't.
Yeah, no, I don't. We didn't when I was younger, for sure. It was not like it was okay or encouraged when I was a smart-ass teen, you know, like never. And certainly not with my dad around. But I don't think you mean me saying anything mean or to her. I would never say
No. You're not just cursing like, at her. You're just cursing
just like
around her.
Talking normal. And, you know, she kind of will too. And in my mom's defense, I don't remember her or my dad like ever drinking at the house when I was younger. They didn't really go out. But since we all left and, you know, my dad passed away many, many years ago, my mom she drinks a lot more now than she ever did back then. So couple that with kind of us drinking now, we're all clearly adults and, you know, we'll have some and she'll cuss a little bit and we'll cuss and it's not a big deal. But I totally do understand what you're saying.
I always think it's rude whenever you're telling her the Q thing is not real.
Oh, yeah. That's rude of me.
Yeah. Because it obviously means a lot to her.
I fear that it means everything to her.
I definitely did not curse around my parents or my mother in particular whenever I was growing up. But as... Oh, by the way, Alexis Texas is trending. Although that might just be on my trends.
Yeah, personal trend.
That's every day.
Yeah.
As I got older, it became not too much of a big deal. Like, never curse at her, but, you know, it's just kind of part of, I guess, being who you are in front of them. Not that you're not slightly different, but I don't know.
And we always look at our parents the certain way, which we should, but the fact that I'm significantly older than she was when she had me, you know, and, you know, I mean, same with obviously, all of us at that point. I mean, it's just hard, I think, for parents to look at their kids and consider them a full-on adult. But it's like, I'm 43. Like, this is not even, we're 20 years past legitimate adult. But you still kind of look at your parents like that and have that relationship. Like, I do totally understand that. But
so Donovan was telling us before the show started that his worst transgression as an overnight board op in his career was not actually whenever he billed the company for $63,000 in long distance.
It was not that much.
It was not $63,000.
That's right.
But it was actually that he violated the board op's creed of letting your program director know about any important breaking news whenever he didn't find the bombing in Oklahoma City to be newsworthy enough to let somebody know. Breaking federal building bombing news now first guaranteed sounder.
Yeah, we had a program director there that would lace into you pretty much about anything. If there was a thunderstorm warning and you didn't call him and tell him, he would call you and curse you out. So you kind of get numb to the fact that you're going to get cursed out about things. But I was at the helm when the bombing happened, and I just kind of looked at it and went, okay, Oklahoma City. Well, it's Oklahoma City. And I didn't.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What year did that happen? 93?
It's like a 3-hour drive.
What year did the Oklahoma City bombing happen?
95. I was going to say 94, so there you go.
I was 23, 24 years old. I didn't know.
Okay, hold on. Was this a news station?
Maybe.
And you saw, how'd you see on the television?
It was probably on the, you know, I think back when I first started, they may have had little wire service or whatever, you know, you get
an official wire from the U.S. government.
I mean, we did have a newsroom, and when they saw that it was coming up, you know, they were like, oh my gosh, and they sprung into action. But for me not to call the program director and let him know that that happened, man, I thought I was going to get fired.
Good thing we don't care about hockey.
You probably should have been.
Yeah, well, absolutely should have been.
Okay, it's not like there wasn't a news department that took care of the announcements and all that.
So you
were basically the first line of defense that said, well, since I didn't say anything, then they didn't know it for 30 minutes. That wasn't the case.
So you basically would have been Alexi, like called to task to do the update whenever that was really not your job, right?
Dude, yeah, I was a board op. I had no skins on the wall.
Timothy McVeigh will be happy with that.
Like, this is like us not calling Kat if Dak, Zeke, and Amari were caught in a human centipede situation.
Okay.
It's full circle. Okay.
And I don't think
as it
that's, and you know thank what? You, to this day right now, I don't think that's worth the call to Kat to disturb him if I need to tell him that they're caught in that situation.
Yeah, you got to do it, dude. Like, don't be, that's one of Dan's worst bits, in my opinion. And it's one of the worst ones because I don't really have a logical defense for it. Like the don't call me thing. You know, his whole bit of if I'm asleep and something that, you know, affects me happens, don't call me. You know, like if his mom were to pass away in Ohio, he doesn't want to know until he wakes up at 10.
He's actually, I think, won me over on that one.
Because the reason this came up the other day was I assumed that one of you, the bad person of the three of us, has it disabled, and the other, the good person of the three of us, doesn't. The Amber Alert we got at 5:30 in the morning the other day.
Yeah, I did hear you talk about that. I woke up to that one too.
Okay,
well, then you hear it.
See, it's to me that's an aggressive tone. Like that's way worse than the normal like wake up for your alarm tone. And I looked at it and I was like, and the funniest part is I looked at it and I'm like, San Antonio, what could I do? Like if it said Coppell, I'm like, squad up.
I would at least give it one
posse out,
finger up on my blinds,
right?
I'm like,
Nothing here.
Right. I've done everything I could possibly do. I'm going back to bed.
We're clear. I just text back.
Well, I'm so glad that you'll give the blind one up. God, the next time I do that, that's the only thing I'm going to think about. Saroy hearing an Amber Alert for Bishop Arts. Bishop Arts, and he just gets up. And
I snap into action.
He literally just pulls up his front door cam on his phone. He's like, I don't see anyone in the front yard, so... But yeah, I got that the other morning. I'm like, and I feel like a jerk about it. Although the little girl was found safely, so I think we can make jokes. But I looked at it. I'm like, why? Why can you not localize this to the degree to where? I mean, it's a jarring alarm.
It is. It's a very, very loud, aggressive tone. But I was telling Mike a couple weeks ago that my home phone rang at 4 something in the morning, and you wake up in a full on out panic. You don't even have to look at the ID. Something happened. Something's wrong. Why am I going to have to get up and put some shoes on and get out the house? It was my wife's cousin calling that early in the morning asking a question. It was really weird.
Wait. What time?
It was about 4:45 a.m.
I have to know the question.
Well, my mother-in-law had knee surgery, so she wanted to know what hospital she was in.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah, I think that's approaching the line of okay.
Yes.
Well, no. That's approaching the line of why are you going at 5 a.m.? Because I don't know if they're allowing visitors at this time. And why could you call and ask at 8:30 instead of 4:45?
What? Agree with all that. It wasn't an emergency. If you say that to her, then she can say, look, I have to know. I'm going right now. I'm awake. I was expecting the question to be worse. I'll say that.
Yeah, like, you know, what channel is such and such? No, we don't. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those I wouldn't do it, but I get it. I think.
Donnie, will you reveal finally what your monthly payment is for your house phone, please?
I don't know. I will look, and I will have that for you tomorrow.
I thought you were about to ask for a mortgage payment.
No, he has a home line, and I want to know how much it costs, because you think it's over $60, right?
Probably
every month.
Yeah, but Dan's been through this too, though. Like what they do, where they're gonna tell you, like, oh, well, I guess if we have to take this away, that's gonna screw your whole bundle, and now the rest of your bill is actually going to be $80 more when we take this line away. So
it may be bundled. Well, that may be the case,
but you can get through that though.
Of it yet.
Bundled. God, they trick us all.
Okay, let's take it right on easy.
What?
Over there. Okay. let's remember that we are 100% on the air right now, Mike.
Okay.
So if you have any other commerce related...
you sounded like a wounded puppy. Okay.
Rolled up my newspaper.
Right. Popped him on the nose. You stopped it. Okay.
So I have an idea. It's not Saroy Industries level. It's extremely basic. But given the controversy we had today, I think we need some sort of a show v show, like, are you smarter than a third grader type thing. Because did you guys hear Bob fool Dan over the ounces thing?
I did.
Dude, yeah. He looked right at me like, you lied to me again? I'm like, dude, no, he's lying to you.
I don't think I've ever heard your voice get that high as far as trying to explain yourself to either Bob or Dan. You were seriously like, dude, you've got to trust me, man. Come on. I wouldn't.
Well, and 2 days in a row of Julie telling him that it's Pinot Noir.
God, I heard that today.
Like, yeah, that was funny.
Like, Jake, why do you keep lying to me about this? I'm like, no, listen, she is lying to you. She is messing with you. I am like still trying to make sure that we don't hate each other 2 months in. I'm not lying to you. And then Bob's like, I can't believe the disrespect Jake gave today whenever he's like telling you that 2 32-ounce Gatorades isn't a gallon. Dan's like, I knew it. Fooled again. I'm like, No, dude, Bob is effing with you again. He's a really bright guy. I just think that there are some basic things like that that if we had a 2v2 matchup and just both kind of leaned into 10-3 being the we're dumb and we know it shows.
Okay.
I kind of like it. I like this idea.
I did enjoy his like about 40 seconds of silence when trying to determine what continent Uganda was on.
I mean, that's one that I don't just the
I know feel, geography
the,
is
the feel not... of it, right?
The feel of it.
Like the,
you got this.
There's no Ivia or yeah. A or Ah or Wayla or Ia. Like, come on.
You know what? I'm just gonna say it, and I'm gonna save you, Jake. That sounds like an African continent.
Yes.
Oh. If you had to take the guess, you would guess Uganda was in Africa.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I can.
Ham, do we have to go again and come back briefly, or yeah. What are we looking at here?
Just briefly.
Okay, well, more on the au pair next on the ticket.
Tonight we help you beat the stay-at-home boredom with a Thursday Night F-Around. It's a special...
All right, you guys are on air.
...edition of a Thursday Night F-Around starring George Dunham.
That's
COVID
a drop.
COVID-19 can't pin George Dunham on Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, I feel like Ham has doctored those liners. Ten till nine. It's Sports Radio, 96.7, 1310. The Ticket. It's Jake. It's Mikey. It's Donovan. And I'm now seeing that the trending of Alexis Texas is beyond just my own. I have changed the filter, and she is trending nationwide.
Yep, I'm seeing that as well.
Can't along with confirm. Joe Pizza.
Joe Pizza. He's a hydroxychloroquine guy, I think.
Oh yeah.
I would give a king's what? Ransom to change names. All right.
Joseph
speaking
Pizza
of,
is his real name.
Speaking awesome. Of, let's set it up.
What, our war?
I don't know how to do it, but this one, I'm offended that you're doubting me on this one.
I'm not doubting. And you know what? As you even brought that up, I was thinking that me and Donnie versus you and Dan.
I'm talking on the pizza war.
Oh, okay, hold on. But just lastly on that,
yeah.
I think we would be a pretty fair match at almost anything, whether it's brains or athleticism or... I think there's a wide range of things we could be doing to have a little fun battling each other.
The both midday little, Olympics.
Both a little yin to the yang.
Yeah, we should do some chess boxing.
What's that?
Have you seen that? Serious, it's like where you make a chess move, then you fight
you get
for
up and
a
go
minute.
Punch? Yeah.
And you make another chess...
Best.
I think I saw that on the Ocho.
It's the best.
Recently.
Let's workshop that for real, because I like the idea of Donnie and I versus you and Jake, or you and Dan at about anything. I think that would be a good matchup.
We're back on,
cases,
right?
So.
Yes, we are back on.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow,
a decathlon of sorts.
Yeah, I was going to say Sam. Something that I probably shouldn't have say on the air.
So. Oh, come on.
Say it.
Come on.
No. I don't want to do that.
Come on, Urine.
I would never call you that.
It was in the open today. That's the only reason I thought of it.
I think I'm pretty... what would you say your strength would be when it comes to not like deadlifts? Because I think Dan, on the athletic front, would probably be good at things that you would not expect. Like, we've seen him hit. He can hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've seen him throw. He can throw. He might not like run on you, but dude, I've seen him at the gym in the last few months. He's like fitter than people think, and that he's fitter than he gives himself credit for.
He will never give himself credit for being fit. He will always downplay it, but he's become gym guy, and you can tell. And because he always wants to have a double XL or a triple XL shirt, and he's always comfortable with everything being a little bit bigger. But, yeah, I think he'd surprisingly be way better than what we anticipate Dan
what about
being.
But he's not in there, like, D-ing around. You know what I mean? Like, he's right in there, and he's putting in work. He's sweaty. Like, he goes at it.
What about us running, all four of us run a 5K, and your combined team times are your actual total?
I think, well, I know you guys would take that one.
No, you are vastly underestimating how long it would take me to run a 5K.
Yeah, Donnie hates running any further than what, a half mile?
400.
Or half mile?
400 is my max.
Yeah, but if you're fighting in both of our names, I think you could get it done.
This is for Saron!
Have you you've run a 5K, haven't you, Jake?
I have, yeah. But I, you know, this is the extreme George DiGiani / possible D-bag take. In the last few years, man, I have 100% converted to the sprint.
And yeah, no, I don't,
It feels better, but, like, it should translate to you being able to run distance at a lower pace, at a more proficient rate. And maybe it would if I really tried, but I haven't really found that. Like, when I'm just like, oh, I guess I'll just go run for 30 minutes, it feels exactly the same as it did, you know, 10 years ago whenever it sucked. But I do think, yeah, if you just said, all right, let's run hundreds, I could probably hang with, I think, like the two of you guys, at least on not just falling out. But I don't think he's doing that at all. So the 5K, probably anything cardio related, y'all would smoke.
I have never, ever in my entire life run further than a mile.
That is not really true. That is, there's no way that's true.
100%. Not at one time. I've never run longer than a mile.
See, that's what, that's a product of you not, that's a product of you going to Business Magnate. For real.
Okay. My high school didn't have sports, right?
You will be punished with more than 1 mile in high school sports, right? Like, just to be, for no other reason, right, than just to make you do it.
Yeah, you run until I get tired.
Right, and you're on a golf cart.
So I always had the idea back in the day when I first started, I used to pitch a bunch of ideas for stuff, and now I've learned that most of them don't get listened to, which I'm fine. But I always pitched, it was called the P1. It was called the P1 because everyone runs these 5Ks. I'm like, it'd be cool if at the ticket we started essentially like a race, but it's a 1 mile race. Like, they have the Mavs 5K and it runs right out front of the American Airlines Center. But I'm like, what if the P1 was a 1 mile race and everyone could sign up? And if you're super competitive, you can try it. And like, let's see who runs the fastest mile in DFW among P1s or whatever. If we had some ringers, it wouldn't really matter. And it's only a mile, so there could be heats because you could run a few of them because it wouldn't take that long. But I think it'd be fun to line up every ticket host, and except for Norm. And at the time, I guess, it, with the exception of Reiner, but he's not around. So just Norm would be the only one not racing. And then Norm would handicap it. Every P1 could guess, almost like we're racehorses, like we're 1 through 10 or however, whoever was racing. And anyone who got the exact order of a 1 mile finish in perfect order, you know, would be eligible. And then you pick one person from that and they win whatever, some sweet prize.
Yeah, the superfecta. They get the superfecta, they win.
Yeah. But I think if you like asked everyone and made a website and all they have to do is click on the order, you think the ticket hosts will finish a 1 mile run, enough people would get it in perfect order because, you know, there's groups to it. And I always thought that'd be a really fun idea.
I mean, you've had better.
Oh, okay.
but it's not
hey,
bad.
I'm burning this one on the late night thing.
Yeah, you know? Okay. There you go. Yeah.
The premium stuff is 10 to noon.
What do you think you're on the non-athletic front? Like, what do you think you're – what area of study would be where you would carry your twosome? I guess it would be like geography or whatever you would call the whole – quarts, gallons, pints, things from today. It feels very disrespectful to call that science. But
like, what would I be good or bad at?
Good, yeah.
Oh, I think geography, I consider myself, I would say, excellent. Math, I would consider myself poor.
And I think that's why we would be a good team, because I am terrible at geography. And I mean awful. But I'm decent at math.
Yeah, there you go. See? Yin yang.
Did you guys ever hear back from the Amazing Race people? I'm not being sarcastic. I actually think it's a really cool idea, so don't get defensive, Saroy.
They suspended
make it sound like I actually, come on.
Yeah, they suspended the taping because of what's happening. But we got the casting lady, and I think her and Saroy were in the DMs together. Now, if they're talking about Amazing Race, I don't know, but they were in the DMs.
Hey, whatever it takes. Nice. Donnie, if I have to blank our way onto this show, I'm going to...
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
You keep on being the slut that I know and love.
No, obviously, yeah, it's all kind of shut down for now. But we have, you know, we're on Twitter and we're friendly. And I think she's certainly intrigued by whatever the hell Donnie and I and all the P1s have been doing on her, you know, on her Twitter feed. And I don't know, I think she's at least intrigued. And if she comes up with needing 20 teams or 10 teams or whatever it is, I would imagine we'll be at least on the radar. So I'd say 80% we should pack our bags.
See, now I'm tempted to engage in some sort of a geography quiz for the Sea Cow Center, but I kind of am looking at geography quizes, so that would not be
well. Firewall, we'll see how I do.
Well, see, my thing is that I always thought that when it came to South American capitals and Middle Eastern capitals, I had a song for both those.
Huh.
So I always thought that would be like a pretty good. Do you guys know those songs?
I know the South American one for sure. It's a jam, by the way. I've never heard of it. It is an absolute jam. Yeah, like I like it.
The Middle Eastern one, I just took the melody and made it my own.
Oh, yeah, it's an original?
Well, you know, like you just use the same thing. Let's see here. You would do like Tehran, Iran, Tehran, Iran, Baghdad, Iraq. Baghdad, Iraq, Damascus, Syria, Damascus, Syria, Jerusalem, Israel, Jerusalem, Israel, Cairo, Egypt, Cairo, Egypt. You know the song? Come on.
I do know the song. I was enjoying.
I think if you put that tune to any part of the world, you could memorize the capitals of anywhere in the world.
I do think that's the loophole. I agree with you on that.
And
do you know that song? Do you know the South American song, Donnie?
No, sir.
Caracas, Venezuela.
Caracas, Venezuela. I don't really remember the order. Ham could probably play it.
Yeah, Ham,
Bogota,
what are you
Colombia,
doing?
Quito, Ecuador, Lima, Peru,
La Paz, Bolivia.
La Paz,
Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Brazil. I've never heard this before in my life.
Santiago, Chile.
Hey, you guys hear Twiggy talking to the television?
Oh, go.
Well, the new edition movie is on, and she's singing "Can You Stand the Rain?" with the,
I couldn't with the television. That if I tried.
Is she standing?
I'm in a different room. Hang on.
The new. Okay.
I'm going to. I'm trying to get closest. She's going to get upset if I'm doing this, but I don't care. Hang on. I'm moving. Finger on the dump button. She's dancing. Oh my
God. Hey, scare the hell out of her.
Hang on. She just
busted.
Ran out. She just ran out while she was dancing her ass off.
Is anyone happier than Twiggy's in
Say
the
hey,
room
Twiggy.
Dancing?
Say hello.
Hi, Twig.
Well, she was dancing her ass off. That's funny.
Ham, find that song.
What am I looking for? I was talking on the phone.
Okay,
geez.
To who?
He's online right now.
Hello?
Well.
Just got done mowing the lawn, if you know what I mean.
Actually, I know that's not true because I saw your lawn being mowed today.
That's true. My help.
That was pretty
executive assistant.
That was pretty badass.
To see the wife on the riding mower?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Dang, man. That's
Dan, did that turn you on a little bit to see the wife on a riding mower, you know, doing chores?
It probably turns her on more. That the
vibrations. The vibrations.
Gas powered and all.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've ridden that thing before. Yeah. She's all too eager to hop aboard.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
I'll take care of that.
So I got to do the edging.
All right.
The lawn is not mowed unless you edge.
That's true.
He's
100% true.
That's he's not
fire.
And I tell them that every time they come out to mow my yard.
I was not saying edging for the thing you're thinking of, Jake. You sick F. I'm on my Comrex because I got a Comrex and you guys don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we're on a delay or anything.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
It's now we're getting to the only reason that Dan lobbied to have a producer hired as a or an engineer hired as a producer.
to have that set up at his house.
Yeah. Yeah, it's paying off so far. Dan, Alexis, Texas is trending all across the United States right now. We've kind of been following that for the last hour or so.
Go on.
Well, she's not dead.
That's always the first bit, right? And when you
right.
when you click on the trending page and you see why are right. they trending, the first tweet you will inevitably see is,
"Yeah,
oh, I jumped on here to see if Joe Torre had died, and thank yeah. God he hasn't."
Denzel.
Like I woke. Yeah, exactly. I woke up one day and I'm like, I'm fairly certain Jim Varney didn't make a new movie. And I was right. No, she's just she's twerking like a twerkathon on Instagram Live right now.
She's still at it?
I don't know. I know she's still trending. Woman needs a break.
I'll check.
Oh yeah, Dan, do the leg work, Saroy.
Dan, to catch you up, do you know what an au pair is?
Yeah, it's like a nanny.
Saroy,
I never knew that until there's a story about a famous au pair that killed somebody or died or something. Remember that?
10
years ago? Is that specific that sounds, enough for you?
That sounds vaguely familiar, but Saroy informed us that his first time was actually with a friend of his family's au pair.
That's right.
Which is like the coolest story I could ever imagine for that.
All I can think of is the South Park episode where...
Yeah, that's what he said, too.
Give him his
Isn't
luckiest,
that cool?
luckiest boy in the world.
On some
wow,
level,
dude,
it's,
how old were you?
It's hired help, though, isn't it? There's...
Which is even...
Well, she's not hired to do that.
No,
and she's
that's
not hired by you.
And it's not your hired helping. Help. It's your friend's hired
I didn't pay her, ever, but I don't know what her... What
oh,
the
you
fine...
paid her, all right.
I don't know what
how
the fine print was.
Cow Center.
I think 14.
My God. Jesus.
15, maybe? What is that?
I thought
14
that was,
is quite a bit early.
I feel like 14 is exceptionally young.
I was 15.
Goodness.
Yeah. I was 17.
So I don't feel too horrible.
I have.
But I also was not doing it with a woman that was paid to be with me, so I guess my story is not near as
awesome.
United States, it says 16.9, the average age.
Well, take the over on me.
Virginity loss.
How about you, Donovan?
I was 19.
Same.
Nerd.
Hey, Ham.
Ham.
Nobody wanted to do that with me. Although there was a girl my second day of college who offered it up, and I was very, very nervous, so I didn't take it.
That's what it was all about, right? Is who did anyone want to do it with you? It wasn't like you had moves or...
Right.
Mine was totally by chance. If she had not, taken the first step, then I would, to this day, not have ever done it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty common, really, and sometimes that could happen at 19, sometimes it could happen at 15, unless the woman has been flown over from Norway to take care of your buddy's baby brother, and then I think it requires a special level of finesse that...
Delivered.
That only one of us has.
It's basically like Uber Eats.
Oh my God!
Au pair eats. Log in.
Au pair feels higher than nanny. Like
oh yeah.
Of course.
More rich than.
Or rich. More foreign.
And the other thing that we forgot to mention earlier, Saroy, because you brought up that Tiger met Elin because she was au pairing.
Yeah, Jesper Parnevik's au pair.
Well, I think the thing that we forgot was that whenever all the Tiger. Dirt came out. One of Tiger's women was his neighbor's daughter.
Oh yeah,
and I think she was like 20, maybe. So that
well, spin
home from
that
college.
Means that he that probably met her when she was. He probably met her when she was 13.
Oh, that's 100% in the book, Dan. You read that book, right? I think Yeah, they met when she was a young, if not preteen, but there was nothing, you know, nothing happened then.
Yeah, Jake.
But then, yes.
I think someone sent me that reminder after you brought up, or we brought up the, could you have sex with her if you knew her when she was 12? Or could you just lust after her?
Right.
You don't even have to actually close any deal. Do you can you think bad thoughts?
Is it just completely off limits? Is the like, is the yeah.
If she
feels like
if
it
she's
should
30,
be.
But you knew her when she was 12.
Well, right. How old am I? My age now?
You were 20 and she was 12.
Yeah, but Tiger was like 34 and she was 12, so that's right.
Because
like when the Tiger thing all went down, he had to be
been
like
in his
20s.
I don't know. She was a neighbor that he had known for a few years.
Tiger's 44. When did all that go down? 10 years ago?
Saroy?
I found. Oh, I'm just looking at pictures of the neighbor.
Aren't
I found.
Okay. Jeez, we lost the guy.
Yeah, the Tiger.
Do you guys want to do one more?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's keep going.
Saroy
How
has.
How long have you been on here?
Since about 8. But yeah. Saroy has marbles to race and sundresses to put on. But he's going to grace
Are
us
you...
with one more.
Oh, so he's twitching?
Yeah, my Twitch stream brought to you by the Noon to 3 show on the Ticket, Dan and Jake, Super Bad Radio.
Sorry, Donovan.
We'll be coming up at, well, yeah, sorry.
What?
We're coming up next, but
give
we got another segment
him a t-shirt
here.
And you'll get promoted too.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
We're effing around on a Thursday as we all shelter in place. You're listening to...
All right, you guys are on air.
This is most definitely a Thursday night eff around on Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Bogota. All right, let her breathe. Bogota, Colombia. Bogota, Colombia.
Oh.
Caracas, Venezuela. Bogota, Colombia. Quito, Ecuador. Quito, Ecuador. All right, it's 9:15. It's Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. This is the NFL draft coverage provided to you by The Ticket with Jake, with Saroy, with Donovan, and now with Dan.
Hey.
What's up, Dan?
I don't have to describe to you where I am. I'm chilling in that exact same spot that you see me every day.
Does Jake get to go inside the main house, or do you just go to the garage and upstairs?
No, dude.
You get full access, or
no? I have a shock collar on.
Ask him what the better house is, though. Where would you rather be?
Oh no, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt that the boys' lounge is the proper spot. He has a setup unlike any I've ever seen.
I've only been to Dan's house one time.
Oh, that's right. Remember? Outside for some filming.
For Schlitz Gay.
Yeah. For Schmitz Gay Ice Bucket Challenge video.
Tweet that out, Blake. Send that out for the people.
When Grooves did a cannonball.
Yeah, we don't have a producer here for you to yell at.
Oh, you should have seen it back in the day, Jake. It used to be better, like in the days when TC would house sit. So you've seen it now because we have a couch up here. And you would think this is better. But it really looked baller when it was just that single chair that you sit in every day. That was the only thing you could watch TV from. So it was not inviting to others. Like your kids couldn't come up and sit and watch TV. Or your wife. It was
one chair.
Chair.
I mean, where are you guys going to sit?
Right. I had one chair in front of a big screen TV. And that was it. You could sit on the floor if you wanted. But
You wouldn't like the floor, though. Nah.
Well,
back inside.
But it was made just for me. This is my
room. Dan kind of has the best version of those tweets where a woman is making fun of what their boyfriend's apartment looks like when they go there for the first time.
Right, the simple.
It's like that, but that on, you know, the deer antler spray.
Do you have, like, booby traps between the main area and where you're at up there? Like a string with bells on it and, like, sharpened bamboo sticks?
The only thing I'm missing is, like, a video camera right outside the office door so I could see if anybody was approaching.
Yeah. That's all you need. At least some creaky wood or something.
Yeah. These are
motion detectors.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm as close to being divorced that any married guy could be. Just if you spend a lot of time in the other. It's just another half of a house.
And we see on the outside lane, it appears that the Kemp horse is pulling neck and neck with McDowell. That lead is
trying to match last year's champion Saroy, our reigning champion, Seabiscuit Saroy.
They've He's had to the put. Goat. They've had to put him out to stud after last year's win, ladies and gentlemen.
He's so much the GOAT, he's going to have a 30-for-30 about him coming out here soon. This is how you do it.
All right, we're back at the divorce sweepstakes. Here we go.
Saroy, are you officially divorced, like paperwork all through?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I've always heard that takes a long time.
Oh, no, ours was very friendly and pretty low cost, just kind of a couple of
you had nothing paper, to split pa- up
not really, we kind of agreed and we're friends to this day. She was just letting me know that Radiohead on their YouTube channel is doing an awesome live video tonight, which I'll watch later. Are so yeah, she's those, awesome. And no,
you're one of those
easy.
Guys who says like we're better friends now than when we were married.
I didn't say that. I don't know. I mean, she's cool, though, man. I want her to be happy, Dan. So we chat. We text. She's cool.
One of the strangest, I don't know, fill-in opportunities I've ever had is whenever I came in to do Cirque, and Saroy's like, yeah, I got 12:30. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then, like, right before we're coming back, I'm like, so what are we doing right here? Is this, like, Cowboys? And he's like, oh, no, I got divorced. I'm like, ho, ho, ho.
Was that how I told you?
I mean, I'm sure it was more than that. No, I knew, like, what was going on, but you hadn't talked about it on the air for, you know, it had been a few months, you know, in the making or whatever. We just hadn't talked about it on the air at all yet. And I'm like, so you thought that the time where you do the show with your family member is not the time to maybe
I don't know. That's yeah. Well, it was more I needed to wait till we were out at Torchy's Tacos at Texas Motor Speedway. Where comfortable.
We were.
Do you have
to really just open up?
Do you have to call people like when you get engaged? Do you call your mom or your grandma or whatever?
Yeah, a few.
Or do you let people just find out?
No, oh, like 95% of people just... Well, honestly, that's part of why I think I wanted to do that segment. Because I didn't... You know, there's enough people that listen, and I'm like, let's just rip this Band-Aid off, I guess, and tell as many people as I can right now and not have to... And I think I included in that segment, Jake, if you remember, I'm like, please don't text me. Don't tweet me. Like, I get it. I'm cool. And if you have nice thoughts, like, I certainly appreciate that. I just... It's... We don't need that. Like, I'm good. So other than... family and, you know, a handful of very close friends. I think I told Donovan, you know, I told most of you guys that I see, but no, most
except
of,
for
I
like think, maybe 49.5% of you who may be listening, please do text and tweet me.
right.
Yeah, I'm so, sure. Yeah. I remember you were telling the all the girls in the sales office that one day.
Yeah, you walked by and I was just leaning on on the desk.
Hey, did I mention that got divorced? Yeah, kind of going through tough.
Did I?
All staff email, you tell at the very first line, you tell all the fellas, you don't need to read this. Delete this, gentlemen.
Yeah, not for you.
Ladies. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you don't have kids, like not, no offense, Saroy, but it's, you know, it's
gotta
it's
be way
kind
easier.
Of, well, it's just kind of a glorified breakup.
Yeah, no, honestly, like I kept telling, like we didn't get lawyers or anything. We're just like, let's find the paperwork and do this. And then people were even telling me, like, dude, it's never easy. Dude, everyone says it's going to be so amicable, but it's never. And it completely was. And it's completely done, you know? So, it's possible, you know, to do it friendly and cleanly. I can attest to that. But I guess
there's no chance that would happen in this house.
Jeez, yeah. Kids are not for you.
And I don't have kids. And there's no chance it would be friendly and amicable.
I wonder if it's the length.
Divvy up.
Because Saroy wasn't
magnets and shotguns.
Magnets. Look, the Super Bowl baby beanies are mine. They're mine, okay? You can have the shot glasses. You have to divvy up the pictures that are displayed on the wall.
Would that be like, would a lawyer be the most offended to have to mitigate the Saroy and Twiggy like parting of ways? Like, really? Like, it just take a few magnets. Like, I don't know. You take a few. You take, like, who cares? Like, that would that be
like, the lawyer would tell us it'd be easier if we had kids,
right?
Than all the stuff that we have now.
Who gets that dog?
Ooh. And that would be probably fight number one.
I will admit that's the one I was, it crossed my mind to be concerned about. And it was not an issue at all, you know, being that she left town and moved back to California, you know, and she's logical and nice. And she's like, look, the dog's happy here. I've had, you know, the dog mostly with me, I guess, since, you know, she traveled a lot for work and I don't know, he's super attached to me. So it crossed my mind though. That's the one thing I was like, what if? But it never came up.
Like, I would trade a relative for the dog.
Which one?
Like, you can have my cousin. I don't care.
I'll take her.
I'll take the dog. I'm not talking that cousin.
Oh,
Dan. Hey man, why are you on my cousin like that, man?
Hey, are you guys gonna play? Speaking of her, are you gonna play in the Words with Friends versus P1 tournament?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you into that, Jake?
You know, I said yes. I've actually never played. I don't have. I'm going to make an extremely bold claim.
Uh oh,
he's going to win it.
No. I've never had a single game app on my phone ever.
What?
I've never played a game on my phone. Like, that would be a really silly thing to lie about. But I've never ever had any of the things that I've heard you guys talk about or joke about with your kids having. Like, I've never had that on my phone ever, so I don't even know.
You're too ambitious, and you spend too much time efficiently.
Yeah, arguing on Twitter.
You need to just stop this stuff. Go around. Yeah, but
the arguing on Twitter does arguably provide content for the show, you know, from time to time. But I don't know, man. I've never and
more than Words with Friends has. Yeah.
Somebody asked us, you know, earlier, confusing me with Saroy, like, oh, are you in on this new Call of Duty War? I don't know. I just have such anxiety about it. Could I be doing something else with this time right now?
Do you like arguing is your game?
In reality, Words with Friends probably makes you smarter than a lot of the stuff that I think I'm doing.
That's what we tell ourselves. I don't think it does.
I have so many games I play on my phone. I'm not a gamer as far as a video game system, but if you want to look at the apps on my phone, I play way too many games.
Dude, read them. Let's hear them.
The games that I play?
All the games on your phone.
I do have a Dominoes, of course, and I'm still playing with about 100 people. I'm playing a domino game with about 100 people right now.
Dude.
I put it out one time during this quarantine. I'm bored. Here's my user ID. Come on out and play, thinking that maybe 10 to 15 people would join in. No, it's way more than that. So I do that. I play.
That's a humble brag because you're so famous.
Yeah. Then it's a humble brag because I'm so good. So,
so let's say you've played 100 matches. What's your win-loss record?
I would probably say I'm around 70%.
Okay, beating the VIG.
Victory? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good, man. There are some people that are dominating me on this, and that's okay. It happens. But when they get me, I get them. So that's how it works. I play Spades, the card game Spades.
Mm-hmm.
I have Words with Friends.
Yeah, you do.
I play the Boggle game, Boggle with Friends.
Do we play that together?
We play Boggle. We used to play Words, right. But we don't play that anymore.
It's called Word Streak now.
Is that what it is? Okay. Well,
maybe yours is called Boggle with Friends, but it's the same game. I just never downloaded the new one.
I have a separate Domino app that I really don't go into, but I have it. That works better on an airplane. And I don't have any service. I can play that Domino app on my phone besides the other one. I have this thing called Word Collect.
Backup Dominoes.
If I can't play have Dominoes, how?
Yeah. I have a backup
Domino. I'm playing Dominoes for 5 minutes. I hope I have another
airplane app. Airplane mode, low battery. It's
I have the Heads Up game. That's an Ellen game. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, dude, I've played Heads Up. It's great.
Yeah, Heads Up is fun. I have that. Let's see.
The Ellen game.
I have a Scrabble game on there, on here that I can play. I've been playing.
What about you, Mikey?
That's about it.
I got a bunch, but the only ones I play one of these fruit games. What is it?
Fruit Ninja.
Candy Crush.
Yeah, candy. I have one Candy Crush game, but I play it when I go to bed. I either read or listen to a podcast and play this game. So if I read, I'll just read, obviously, not listen to anything. But then if I listen to a podcast, I'll sort of listen to that and play this one Candy Crush game. Then I have chess. And I guess I do still have Words with Friends, but I only play chess and then this one Candy Crush game, which is whatever. I mean, it's fine. It's
have you played Sports Term and chess?
You know what? Boy, I don't know. I don't know if he'd admit it. He was talking a lot of junk like 4 years ago, and I played him, but it gives you an anonymous name when you don't like log in, I guess, or something. And I played him and I beat him. And then I told him afterward that it was me, you know, and he's like, oh, then I signed up and I'm pretty sure I beat him again. I think I beat him twice. And then I don't think we've played since. Your precious Sterminator.
I love this. No, I'm really happy about this story because I want to know if it's true.
I would love for you to ask him. And I think we talked about it maybe three. This could have been 6 years ago that we even played. Damn. And then maybe four
Let's
years ago.
Let's dial up Bob.
I love it.
All right.
Dial up Bob. Do you have his home number or his cell?
Yeah, I'll call him.
Hey, Dan, do you play chess?
No. I wish I did. I feel like
I do, too. I want to learn, and Mikey is telling me that he'll teach me, but I feel I would be
a
terrible student. Yeah, I think I would be horrible at chess.
It was honestly my goal whenever this all first started, but when I thought, like,
you can dial
this
it on air
be...
if you want.
We probably got a break soon?
Nah, don't worry about that.
Whenever I first found, like, thought that, okay, we're going to be all at home all the time, you know, wife's going to be here, I had the same goal that I had during pregnancy, which was, I want to learn how to play chess now, and I just have not been able to make myself do it.
Is he going to see? Hey, Bob.
Hey, now.
We're on the air. Here's applause. Ham. Say hey to Bob.
What's up?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, boys.
Hi, Bob.
Who's all here?
Jake, Donovan, Saroy.
Sea Cow Center.
Nice.
We're just
hold on.
I just want to tell you, great show today, dude. I mean, God, I've never heard
you know,
a man on fire like that.
I was thinking the same about your show.
Well, probably you built off of the momentum that we started.
I thought so. I didn't know if I was up. If it was right to say that, but I thought so.
All right, go ahead, Jake.
I thought the highlight of the two was in the middle, right there, whenever we docked up, where Dan
so
somehow
that's the
only forgot
reason he wanted the ball. Is so
where somehow Dan forgot that Bob does not have it have his back when it comes to fooling him into looking like a dummy.
Now, in fairness, I've run the same offense for 21 years, so
that's true.
Like this is new.
Just because the backers keep biting on the fake doesn't mean it's your fault.
Boy, and Dan keeps running right into that screen every single time you said it. He runs smack dab into it, and you are open for a wide open three, man.
This makes me sad because I was under the impression under these difficult circumstances we're all going through that things had changed a little bit.
The exact same offense for 21 years, and Bob's wide open.
I just want to respect the time we live in, and I want to be on the right side of history.
I mean, dude, you were barely within 100 ounces of how many ounces were in a gallon.
he said barely.
Yeah, I'm good with what is 1 and 2 ounces or so, but.
Oh, okay. All right. I see your measurements, Dan. I see you.
So the reason we called
mm-hmm.
is Saroy was telling us a little story, and it sounded – I almost didn't believe it. And he's like, well, you're going to have to ask Bob about it someday. So here we go.
Should I just go get on the air?
You want to?
You're on.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're on the air now, but you sound.
No, you're fine.
No, you're fine. Don't mess with.
Yeah, you're like a special guest right now. Go ahead,
Bob. Let me. So we were just talking about what games we have on our phone and what games we play. And one of the games I have is chess with friends. And Dan goes, "Hey, have you ever played Bob?" And I would like to ask you if you have any memory of that.
I feel like we played a few times, and you whooped me pretty good, as I recall. But I don't really remember.
That's what he pretty much told us.
Okay, but if you told it, no, see, exactly. You would have made it sound like I brought it up. I simply answered like two questions and then suddenly, let's call Bob. Let's ask Bob.
I don't remember it that way.
So, yeah. Well, I would love to play again, Bob, if you'd like to sometime.
I'm very bad at all phone games in general because, A, I'm just bad, and B, I don't really dedicate much time to them. And what really has saved my reputation is I've beat a professional athlete or two along the way, and I think that's up my cred with Dan. But in reality, I think it just shows how bad professional athletes are at games.
So you're athlete hot as far as that?
Yeah.
What's always amused me is the fact that you've played Killer like literally 40 sometimes, and
it was 100.
Over 100 times, and he has never beat you.
No.
Like, my word. No, are you kidding?
I think at 100, we stopped playing. I think that was my rule.
He just keeps falling over into the table and knocking the pieces over.
Like, you never felt sorry for him enough, like, after 30? Like, you know what? Let's just... You just kept...
We're not running a charity here.
But then he
Floyd Mayweather is going to... Floyd Mayweather is going to feel bad and give you one?
It's not the natural order of things, Dan.
Jeez, it's so funny.
Did he even come close to a win?
He was pretty bad. Let's not kick the poor killer when he's down like this. But I don't remember any sort of great escapes, if that's what you're saying, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've confirmed Soroy's wild tale.
I'm sorry,
no,
Bob. Not true.
No, he's good at chess. He destroys me in golf, and I think that's all we've ever competed in, to be honest. But otherwise, just watching Lost tonight at the house.
Where are we in the story?
We're nearing the end of season one. I think we lost Boone tonight.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jake.
What?
Do you remember Boone, Dan?
Not really. No, Jake probably wants to ask about the smoke monster and the...
No, that's we've laid down our arms on that one. Would you rank Go ahead.
Are you familiar with Brian Ray?
I thought it was Bryn.
Hockey?
I thought he pronounced his name Bryn. I don't know. See, I like his work. As I'm looking for anyone else who might like halfway, you know, be around my age.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, when Josh and I left Stars Live, Seven was left with
he the Stars hockey guy? Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Right. I'm not mad. I doubt Jamie Benn cares. But he tweeted this morning that he just finished Lost, and I had to inquire because I thought, you know, it was a quarantine thing, but I thought you can't do 126 episodes in less than 3 weeks, and apparently he can, him and his wife. Now, no kids, so imagine how much time you'd have for activities if you had no kids.
Six a day.
But, yeah, it's five or six a day. Just blew right through them.
Damn.
Shield or Breaking Bad? You only get one.
Breaking Bad. Shield's very good. Shield's very good, but...
I feel like my heroes are betraying me right now.
Shield is very good, but it's a little bit... a little bit less intelligent, which I know there's no nice way to say that without making it sound like the person that prefers the less intelligent version to the more intelligent version would also be less intelligent, which Jake surely is not. So I think it, I can't fully explain it, but like that whole family, the Sons of Anarchy, the Shield, they're just a little dumber, a little bit.
Yes. What you mean is that the first episode of the Shield involves a montage that features Ba with Ta Ba.
The full song, I believe.
And that's true. But what my point all along has been that I think that Breaking Bad should rank in as just as dumb as those shows. It just came out later. Like, I think it has just as many, like, machismo, you know, high T moments. The Magnets fan comes to mind.
No, it does. It does. But I think in The Shield, for some reason, like, the police chief, especially the Forrest Whitaker character, his only purpose in life is to get that strike team. And that just doesn't represent real life, where I think in Breaking Bad, I think the cops are a little closer to just the super busy, sort of distracted real-life cops that exist. I'm not saying exactly. I just think a little closer to what could possibly happen. Does that make sense? A little bit?
It made sense early on. I feel like the first couple seasons. I feel like the first couple seasons, it made a lot more sense to me. And at some point, it turned into kind of a Jerry Bruckheimer movie. But, you know, we can agree to disagree.
I mean, The Shield, between Glenn Close and Forrest Whitaker, it just got ridiculous. And I still enjoyed it because I was addicted to it. But their characters are just so far from anything that could actually exist, right? All right.
I agree, but I also think that I think that about Breaking Bad too. But anyways, the point is that Saroy was not lying.
No, Saroy's got many talents.
Just ask him.
Come on, why does this? I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. And I did think of one, Bob. You absolutely destroyed me on the Peloton in every sense. So there you go.
You know,
hey Bob, yay, yay, Bob.
Let me say this. Let me say this about the Peloton.
Oh wow!
You know, it's not clean, but write that down.
Yes, please mark that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm so good at the Peloton that I think my bike might be screwed up.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
When he first presented his numbers to me, I started questioning what model he had, what year it was. I wanted to see what kind of some gears and stuff. Like, his numbers are nuts.
My numbers are so suspiciously good that I'm wondering if my bike needs to be examined to see if it's actually a normal bike. And I'm being dead serious here. I know this sounds extremely condescending that I am like some super, but I've never ridden a bike in my life. And I'm posting numbers. Like, I was in a ride the other day of 65,000 people. And I finished in the top 100. That's impossible,
okay.
Right?
let me ask you this. Is the ranking at all based on kcals? Because if so, I think I have an explanation for you.
I don't know. It's something like that. That sounds okay. What's a kcal?
Well, just, I don't know what they call like the
calories you're
burning.
Yeah, like an output number. Yeah, like,
okay,
it's basically is that.
And here's what I know is that as someone who sleeps very little, kindred spirits here, you will burn way more calories the less you sleep. Like, if you work out on five and a half hours, your resting heart rate is going to be higher. So when you work out, you're going to be burning more than other people. And, you know, we're both going to have widows, is the upshot of it, because it's not good for you, but you may also just be kicking ass. I don't know. I'm just saying, when I look up there at a class I'm in, I'm like, I don't feel like I should be in the red the whole time.
Yeah, I don't. I think it just measures like on RPMs though, and resistance. I don't think there's any.
Okay, that's a different deal then. Yeah,
it was a level playing field. Yeah, what numbers we used to present to each other, and his equivalent was like if I went as hard as I could on a high setting, something that I could hold for about maybe 20 or 30 seconds. He's almost averaging that for like a 45-minute ride.
I remember, but Junior looked at my numbers, and Junior was like, really? You ride like that? And I'm like, well, I don't think this translates to a real bike. And he says, I think it's made to translate to a real bike. And I said, I don't know. I just ride as hard as I ride hard. I mean, I want to get a workout, but I would like Peloton to look at my bike and make sure it falls within the range of being a legal bike, because I feel like I'm using like a juice bat or something, and I don't want to put up fake numbers, but I don't have any way of knowing.
It sounds to me like, much like Chappie's tattoo, that you live to ride and ride to live.
That might be.
What if this is your actual thing?
I don't mean to bore the audience. Let me get out of here.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
No exit.
I'll stay, but I have to
exterminate him, Ham.
Talking about Peloton numbers, so.
Exterminate this guy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Why would you do that, Ham? Good grief.
Bob's a legend.
Tier one.
Sturm Center.
You guys are on the air.
I'm sure we have to take a break now, right?
Yeah, we got a break.
Is this it? Are we done?
This is it, I think.
Are you going to Twitch and stuff? Or Tweak?
A little bit of both.
Twerk?
Yeah, if you want to come have some fun, I'll be on twitch.tv/Saroy. Thank you, Dan.
Will you wear the midday show? Sorry.
Yeah, of course. Let me finish the... Brought to you by the Noon to 3 show on The Ticket, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell. Super Bad Radio.
You are not allowed to promote 10 to noon.
I never do.
Wearing that shirt. We're the exclusive sponsor.
Yeah, he never does.
Hey, I'm a hired gun here, paid.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, you guys are on air.